This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This past week, the U.S. Army lost its first nurse in the Iraq War. 40-year-old Captain Maria Inez Ortiz was killed Tuesday by mortar fire. She was stationed in Baghdad's Green Zone. Before deploying to Iraq, Captain Ortiz served as Chief Nurse of General Medicine at Kirk U.S. Army Health Clinic at the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland.
Our commander called us all together to give us the news, and there were very few dry eyes, if any, in the clinic.
Wanda Schuler is a fellow nurse and friend.
She was wonderful. She's very dedicated, always bubbly, smart as a whip.
Schuler says Captain Ortiz volunteered to serve in Iraq.
She really wanted to go over so that she could take care of the soldiers. She was that dedicated of a nurse.
Schuler kept in touch with Ortiz by email.
She said, "This is true nursing because you're taking care of patients who really need it." There's one picture in which she's holding a young Iraqi child. The smile on her face made you feel good because she was comfortable and she knew that she was doing what she was supposed to.
Captain Maria Inez Ortiz is survived by many family and friends, including a twin sister. She was also engaged to be married. Her fiancé, Juan Cassiano, said Maria was a person of heart. Captain Maria Ortiz will be honored at a ceremony Wednesday at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. She'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.